EdTech Live is sponsored by K12Computers.com, where you can save up to 50% on factory refurbished Dell Optiplex computers, and by TechnologyRescue.com, helping schools reuse existing computer hardware to build state-of-the-art Linux thin client labs at a fraction of the cost of traditional computing.
This is Steve Hargadon, and it's Thursday, September 7th, 2006. This evening, my guest is Dr. Larry Cuban, Emeritus Professor of Education at Stanford University. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm glad to have you on. I have a confession to make. I have not read your book, and I would normally not like to hold the interview without reading your book, but it was there used to be a link for it at the Harvard site in a PDF format, and that since has disappeared. And I later found an archived copy, but not in time to actually go through it.
You'll live.
Well, I have read several articles that seem to be focused on there were interviews with you that seem to be focused on the same themes and topics.
Okay.
And if I hope you'll let me know where I've not fully understood the message. But I thought I'd tell a quick story at the beginning to get us started. A couple of years ago, I was invited by KinderCare to come up to their corporate offices to talk about their computer systems. And they were experiencing a problem with their computers. They were using an Apple computer, a Macintosh computer, and the kids at the preschool facilities were actually breaking the CD-ROM drives in the computers by poking things into them. And they asked me if I knew of a comparable IBM-based system that would be, you know, simple and an all-in-one machine. And we got to talking about it, and I realized that they were probably excellent candidates for some very good alternative technologies that would provide educational computing resources, but at a lot less cost. And I kind of pitched that to them, and they said, oh, you've clearly not understood what's going on here. This is really more about the parents' perception and expectation that we have computers than it is about actually using them.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have them unless the parents were expecting when they came in to consider coming to our facilities that there needed to be computers there. So I get the sense that may be going on at all grade levels.
The fact that parents want schools to be modern, the fact that parents expect schools to prepare their kids for not only the contemporary labor market, but for the future labor market, are part of those kinds of things that would drive a private entrepreneur like KinderCare to have those computers. Yeah, I think that's part of the picture, but of course that's nothing new. Parents have always had expectations about what schools ought to do for their children because of parents' investment in their kids, the belief that schools are social escalators to a better life, and on and on and on. So that's part of a much larger picture about the purposes of schooling in a democracy. You know.
Well, one of the things that I kept hearing or seemed to hear in the different interviews that I read with you was that that in some ways the driving factors associated with putting computers into schools aren't necessarily the ones that would produce the best results. So, you know, parental concerns about having computers in schools or political discussions about American children falling behind, that those concerns and drivers don't necessarily produce an environment in which teachers will naturally and effectively use computers in the classroom.
I think that's largely accurate. But remember, the computers are only the most recent incarnation of electronic technologies in classrooms. I mean, the very first, if you think about the film and then radio and then instructional television, there's a history here to innovations that are machine innovation. So when we talk about computers, we have to keep that in mind because computers are simply the most recent to come off the assembly line for schools to use as ways to transform teaching and learning, to make kids and teachers more productive, and in particularly for computers, to prepare them for the labor market, so that all kids, when they graduate, will have those necessary keyboard skills and spreadsheet skills and so on. So those are the reasons, and they tend to be external to what happens in a classroom when a teacher is facing 25 students, or at the high school level, 150 students a day. So the fact that you have these expectations of what these miracle machines are going to do to teachers, many of them, but not all of them, see this as an addition to all the other expectations that they have to meet, ranging from standards for a curriculum to the current test, to making sure that the kids are respectful and mannerly in schools. So you have this kind of hyped up kind of expectations of what computers can do in schools.
Well, I certainly didn't hear you saying that there aren't oftentimes good statistics showing that in certain circumstances computers really do effectively help in a learning process. But I think what I heard you saying was that that we are potentially putting teachers in a role where we blame them for not implementing technology, when in fact we've put them in a situation where, you know, not only are they consumed by the other expectations that they have, but if they only have a few computers that aren't really reliable, it's not fair to expect them to kind of turn everything upside down to work just with those computers.
In part I am saying that. I think that that's fair to say. Where all of this comes into very clear focus in September of 2006 is all the hype about one-to-one laptops. Here again, you have these high expectations of one-to-one, in this case, transforming teaching and learning. You'll have, instead of more teacher-centered, you'll have more student-centered kind of teaching. Kids are going to learn on their own. They have access to Google. The world is now at their fingertips. And then, obviously, if every kid has a laptop, they are going to be prepared for the labor market. And, of course, they're going to be more productive in everything they do. So those historic kinds of expectations of what these machines can do come almost like laser-like in a focus beam now when we talk about one-to-one computing. Where that one-to-one computing is very engaging, and there's no question that a lot of kids and a lot